Hello and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews, where I go in depth to interrogate movies for their plot and content to hopefully help you decide if these are ones that you want to see or not, and just kind of go from there. The one that we're going to be talking about today is going to be one that will have some mixed emotions on it. Today we are going to be talking about Inside Out 2. Now, this movie, if you grew up with the original Inside Out, will probably be great for you. If you are looking for a movie for little kids, this one is not one for you. I personally have seen and heard of, by talking to a lot of different people, about kids crying and them having to leave the movie. I'm talking like 5 to 8 year olds that are just kind of overwhelmed by things in the movie, and the fact that there's parts of the movie that, besides it being a cartoon, are not very appropriate for the youngest of audiences. Because of that, surprisingly, I am going to be giving Inside Out 2 a guilty rating instead of the typical innocent rating. There's nothing bad. There's no cursing. There's nothing really over the top, but it could be very confusing for younger audiences, and hence why I am doing that. I have had the chance to just kind of hang out around some of the theaters locally, and I've just asked random people coming out of this movie, and a lot of people really love it. I'm not downing that at all, but I'm not going to give you the score quite yet. This one is one of those ones that I start asking people questions about it, and they're like, you know, you make a good point on that about the whole thing about just the age appropriateness of this and some of the subject matters that are addressed here. I mean, we get peer pressure, we get the whole overwhelming of puberty emotions, we get just an absolute, if you have not like seen it anywhere on the media yet, you see there's a point of an absolute emotional breakdown on Riley's part here, but it's nothing that can be helped. I mean, it's an anxiety attack. There's really no other way to put it. It's an anxiety attack. And I have to give this movie kudos because I have never seen an anxiety attack acted out and displayed in such a realistic manner before. I mean, I've seen anxiety attacks in other movies with humans, but it's acting. And, you know, it almost doesn't feel like it's acting in this one because I've been there. I suffer from depression, anxiety, and PTSD for different reasons. And when she is going through these emotions, it puts a lump in your throat. If you've ever felt these emotions yourself, it's impossible to not relate. Now, mind you, she's in puberty, but guess what? We've all been there. We've all gone through that complex set of emotions, and just the angst of it all. I'm trying to think of the right words for that. It's just literally the angst. And this, like I said, this really delves deep into the sense of self. Like I said, suppressed emotions, your consciousness. It tells how we deal with memories, how we deal with friends. And like I said, a lot of this movie has to deal with peer pressures. And just the whole thing of wanting to fit in, that transition from junior high to high school. And the friendships and the emotional toll that takes. So there is a lot more to this than meets the eye. Now, of course, we still see all of the same emotions that we saw last time, but we get to see quite a few new ones. And there's even an emotion on that's in the film here that is not listed on any of the other stuff that's on there. And I, you know what? I'm not going to tell you who that emotion is. If this is one that you decide to go see, that's going to be one that you're going to want to figure out. But I have a strong feeling, nothing from Pixar or Disney or anything yet, but I have a very strong feeling that this emotion that we just get a brief glimpse of in this one is just leading to the fact that we're not done with Riley yet. Now, is there, like I said, is there another movie in the works? I don't know, but the fact that they're hinting to this other emotion that we get to see does kind of hint in that direction. So, if you do go see this one, if you haven't already seen it, there is a bonus scene after all of the credits, and it has to do with a deep, dark secret. If you have seen this movie and you are curious about the bonus scene, head on over to our YouTube channel, and you can find it there. And if you have not seen the movie, you can still see the deep, dark secret bonus scene, and it won't spoil anything for the movie for you. So, but there is just so much that this is delving into, and I had to laugh out loud. There's a couple scenes where you literally laugh out loud in this movie. And one of the ones was like, okay, teenagers, it's a Disney Pixar movie. They're not going to come out and actually curse in this movie. But what they do say in one of those scenes that you just are, you're expecting a bomb to drop of sorts. And all they managed to say, and it's honestly kind of catchy, but it's, Jiminy mother living toaster strudel? That's just one of those ones that you cannot help, but it makes you smile and giggle a little bit. But for as much of the angst and the emotions that this deals with, it does so in a very caring, compassionate way. But also, I mean, this movie could be very upsetting for some who are dealing with strong emotions or have issues with strong emotions. Score-wise, you're probably wondering where I'm at on this one. Well, I'm actually going with a solid 6.0 out of 10 on the Dippity scale. I did debate with a slightly higher score. I mean, I gave the original Inside Out a 7.25. But that one was literally for everybody. This one, everybody can relate with this movie, but this movie is not for everybody. So if you have not seen this yet and you have been waiting to check it out, this was hopefully going to help you with that decision. I apologize that it's been such a gap of time since I've had a review up. Since I have been here with you last, we have gone to Montana for my mother-in-law's funeral, and it was a beautiful service. Thankfully, family members that are up there it's turning out to be such a godsend. And we're going to have to make a few more trips. We're not done making trips up there to take care of everything. My husband was her only biological child. So it's up to us and some of the other family members to kind of take care of everything up there. So it's going to be a journey through it all. It was kind of a journey even through this movie recently, going through something so emotional. And then watching a movie such as this with dealing with some of the mental health issues that I deal with. And also being on the spectrum. It never really addresses that here, but it kind of explains a little bit of how that thought process goes. Not necessarily thoroughly on everything, but enough that it helps. Now, at the end of the credits of this movie, it says that this film is dedicated to our kids. We love you just the way you are. And ultimately, I think that's the message. Love your kids. I mean, we're all going to make mistakes. Kids are going to make mistakes. All we can do is love them through it. Is there anything that's unforgivable with a parent-child relationship? That's slightly debatable depending on the situation. But in general, a parent-child relationship is just inconceivable on the amount of love that is shared. And this movie also does give a special thanks to those who guided them through this emotional journey. There was a Dr. Lisa Demore, a Dasher Keltner, a Dr. Kristen Neff, and Dr. Paul Ekman. So if you know any of those doctors, or if you are any of those doctors, in case you missed that, they did give you a special shout out to say thank you. But be sure to come back tomorrow, because I am talking about one of the biggest movies that opened up this weekend. So I am looking forward to it. I hope you are too. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.